This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Well, this is an historic evisceration of the authority of the EPA to regulate greenhouse gases. Our country and the planet is right now suffering from a four-alarm fire. The planet is running a fever.
I got a fever, and the only prescription.
It's the future of the liberal world order.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Let's talk about another story. There are staples of the summer and July the 4th fireworks, but expect more bust than boom this year. Some shipping costs have more than tripled. There are backups at West Coast ports. There's a shortage of trucks to transport fireworks and a shortage of people who are certified to transport and launch them.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No.
Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, I always hated that growing up in Massachusetts that we didn't get any good quality fireworks. And for the longest time, Rhode Island was one of the only states, or New Hampshire, they were the only states, but Rhode Island was closer to us in southeastern Massachusetts, where you could get fireworks, but they were only ground fireworks, I remember, way back in the day. And it was no fun whatsoever. All right, for the kids maybe 6-7 years old, you hand them a sparkler and say, you know, don't let it get too close to your hand. But that was about the highlight. It was a very sad highlight of the 4th of July for kids. You know, they like the big fireworks right in their own backyards. You don't want to have to deal with all the hassle and the crowds and the traffic and whatnot. But fireworks is just, they're just one of the victims of this incredible inflation we have going on here. And by the way, welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Howie is off today. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for the rest of the show. And we have a lot to look forward to. Of course, Police Blotter Facts Friday, Chump Line coming up later on, and a lot of great talk in between. But fireworks up somewhere around 25-30%, maybe even more. I've just seen the reports over the last few days of people that would travel to New Hampshire or, you know, get the lesser fireworks in Rhode Island, and they're not spending nearly, well, they're spending just as much and getting a lot less, or they're not spending as much and getting even fewer fireworks than they would have if they spent the same amount as they did last year. It's sad. Where's the patriotism? Having a good old-fashioned backyard fireworks display with some quality fireworks. It's gone. Inflation is wiping it out. We have to rely on the private donations from community organizations and corporations to the municipalities to enjoy the crowded displays over our, you know, community centers, over our parks, beach areas, things of that nature, which is fine and good. Some of the areas, they do have a lot of great fireworks displays, I'm sure. But it's just sad. Good old-fashioned illegal fireworks smuggling in Massachusetts is down to probably an all-time low. 844-500-4242. It is Independence Day weekend. Happy 4th to everybody as we enter the weekend. By the way, just a programming note, all of us here at the Howie Carr Radio Network do have the day off on Monday. That includes Grace Curley, Howie Carr, and all the supporting staff around here, the supporting cast. So we will be featuring Best Ofs on Monday, which we've put together in a very thoughtful manner for you. So make sure you tune in on Monday as well while you're having your inflated barbecues and shooting off any inflated fireworks. Well, they're really victims of shrinkflation. You're probably getting fewer fireworks in the package, literally less bang for your buck, if you will. So make sure you keep us in mind on Independence Day. But as we head into the weekend, I started thinking, what am I thankful for to be independent from? You know, all my life and all of yours, if you've been born an American citizen, you've experienced independence from tyranny as it was defined in the Constitution the Declaration of Independence, rather. Tyranny from Britannic rule, tyranny from anybody who got in the way of celebrating your religion, your just what makes you you, what makes you an American. And we've all had that. So that's a born-in, built-in privilege. But I started thinking, what am I independent from? And I came up with a couple of ideas. I'm not independent of inflation. We're all subjects of the tyrannical rule of inflation these days. Although it's gotten us thinking a little bit differently. Jared and I were just talking before we came on the air for the Howie Carr Show about gas prices. What did you pay at the pump this morning, Jared?
I paid $4.79 this morning, so it was actually down 40 cents from what it was earlier this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's got us feeling somewhat relieved.
I'm so grateful. Thank you, Brandon.
Still $3 higher than what we were, the lowest we were paying under the Trump administration, and about $2 higher than the average during the Trump administration, a little over $2, I believe. I paid $4.71 this morning, and I was relieved. I'll say this. The gas station, a lot of gas stations do this, but they have their rewards program, right? You have the member number up on the big sign. It said $4.61. Of course, I didn't see the fine print. Wow! And then it flashed again to the non-member at $4.70. I said, okay. Not as good, but I'll take it.
Well, shrinkflation is hitting that, too. There's a gas station near the studio that I stop into, and you used to save 10 cents if you had the club price. Now it's only 5 cents.
Oh, no.
Discount that you get.
I've been noticing, too, the app I use to get cash back on my gasoline purchases, they're honoring fewer and fewer purchases. The last two, I forgot to pick up my receipt this morning. Shucks. Oh, well. There goes 4 cents. But they're honoring fewer and fewer gasoline purchases as prices remain extraordinarily high. So we're not independent from inflation. None of us are. We're not independent from the wants of the Biden regime. I am independent in my personal life from green technology. I don't think we have a speck of green technology in the house or in our vehicles, which I'm thankful for, because I'm not bound to the 300 miles that you get with your typical hybrid or fully electric vehicle. I'm not bound to that. I can go beyond that. And I'm dependent on the gasoline prices, sure. But I don't have to sit at a gas station for a half hour to 45 minutes to let my vehicle charge back up. Or fill back up. It doesn't take that long to fill up my gas tank. It takes less than a minute. And I'm on my way again for another 350, 400 miles. So I'm good. I'm good there. I don't have to worry if we get a streak of cloudy weather that is wont to happen as we head through the summer and into the fall and surely the winter months here in New England. I'm not bound to that. My battery storage is not going to be depleted just because we had a few days of cloudy or rainy weather. So I'm grateful for that, even though home heating prices, energy costs, still through the roof. This is all part of, by the way, a very organized squeeze on the norms in your life. We'll get into that a little bit today as well. I'm independent from any solar technology, any wind. I don't have any hydroelectricity in my backyard. I don't have a stream where I can take advantage of that, but I'm independent from it all the same. I have no reliance on it whatsoever. I'm not subject to the, as Joe Biden would say, the winds and whims of the weather patterns. So I'm grateful for that. But still, we have Joe Biden trying to put a chokehold on all of the things we know and love, any pipelines, any vehicles that run on unleaded gasoline. Combustion engines. They're not going to they're not gonna make them come the year 2035, which is a sad end to a great industry that once was great. I'm independent from woke indoctrination. I don't have to get it. It's part of my job here, and I do it gleefully, laughing at the people that are running our public schools, our municipalities. I'm free of that. I get to take a more comical look at it. I'm not subject to it like so many of you are sometimes, and so many of our liberal friends, if we still have some, are, but they're happy to be a part of it. Just an example today, got to get the cut sheet here, but the Loudoun County Superintendent of Schools, this is somewhere on the cut sheet, Jared, I forgot, I don't see it here, what I did with the cut sheet. The Loudoun County School Superintendent actually said the magic word. He actually came out and said, he had a Biden, he had a faux pas, he had a Freudian slip. Here's what, do we have the cut there, Jared? Loudoun County? No? All right. Well, I'll look for it during the break. But it was, he said the secret word. He said the quiet part out loud. And it was not good, I'll tell you that. 844-500-4242. We'll have that cut for you right after the break. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to grace@howiecarshow.com.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. 508 says, I mean, Taylor, you don't enjoy hanging out and virtue signaling how cool and green you are at Wareham Crossing Tesla superchargers, Taylor? Yeah, there's a bank of those Tesla chargers at the Wareham Crossing. I've never seen anybody using them. There's some at the Dartmouth Mall in southeastern Massachusetts too. Never seen, just in the plaza adjacent to the Dartmouth Mall, never seen anybody using them. But it gets me thinking, if more and more people are buying electric vehicles, if we're forced to buy electric vehicles in the future, and combustion engines go away and we lose the people who have the expertise to work on them. I don't know if you had this in your hometown, Jared. I'm sure there was a place at night where the high school kids that had driver's licenses, they hung out, got a burger or something, and they just chilled next to their cars. They showed off their spoilers and their spinners and everything like that. Stupid juvenile stuff that I never took part in, which explains a lot. But I got to wondering, is that what the new charging stations are going to be? Like Saturday night? Instead of a cruise night, you just all gather around the charging stations and you talk about, I don't know, the latest solar panel innovation that you have on your house and the latest wind energy program that's going on in the town near you. Is that, and you're all eating soy vegan burgers and sipping on goat's milk. No, dairy's bad. You can't even sip on goat's milk. I don't think
you're going to make the Jets from West Side Story look like MS-13.
Yeah.
Where they're hanging out, snapping their fingers.
You're all sipping your almond milkshakes. Oh, my God. That's the future.
This kombucha isn't fresh.
Yeah. How far we've come from those pictures of those beautiful 1957 Bel Airs and 31 Ford hot rods all sitting outside the local diner. In another 20 years, it's just going to be a bunch of skinny, underfed people hanging out outside their Teslas at their charging station. And they can't even vape, the poor bastards. They can't even vape.
Eating their cricket fries, wasting the night away.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. Heading to the Cape this summer, maybe this weekend, we'll save on your stay by purchasing a $200 voucher to Holiday Vacation Condominiums in West Yarmouth for just $100. Get your voucher today at HowieCarShow.com and click store. Jared, what is the poll question today? What are the results thus far?
Where do you prefer to swim, the beach or the pool?
I'm a pool guy. I'm an unabashed pool guy. Don't like crowds. I don't like the walk to the beach, the carrying just oodles and oodles of stuff, chairs, and you try to make it all in one trip and something inevitably falls off the cooler. Then there's the sand. You're getting in the ocean, getting out, the sand tracks, and you got to go back in the ocean to get all the sand off. You come back out, there's more sand on you, and you get in the car, there's sand everywhere. No, thank you. I'm a pool guy.
58% of the audience are also pool guys.
Attaboy.
Slash girls, slash birthing people.
Yeah, great. I want to see that number increase. Pool people. My people. 844-500-4242. Rick, you're next on the Howie Car Show. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Taylor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Kind of funny. I am in the 4-mile traffic jam as we speak, leading up to the Bourne Bridge.
Ugh.
I've got 1 mile to go, and I've been in this traffic jam for 50 minutes. So
no.
I'd say, it's not just a it's a slow one. And so 50 minutes, still a mile to go. I'll do the math. I got another 15 to 20 before I even get the bridge. Okay. I turn and look. There's a guy in a black Tesla. I happen to look at the driver, and what do you think he's doing?
Wearing a mask?
Nervously bite. No, because he's biting his fingernails nervously.
Yeah.
Now, how does that work? I'm only doing 2 miles an hour now. I know I'm using less gas. Do those electric cars use, say, much more of their electricity?
I would imagine they have to use more because I would imagine the air conditioning, especially in the heat, that they're not that intake from what, you know, the inertia, the speed going into the vehicle. It's not there, so the...
I would think. So their ratio is to use more at a slow speed and more time than I'm using. Right. So he's biting his nails. It's just a coincidence. Maybe he's biting his nails, but we know
he's,
why.
He's searching where the nearest charging station is. Thanks for the call, Rick. Susie Q, you're next on the Howie Car Show. Go ahead, Susie Q.
Well, thank you for taking my call. And I'm a pool person. And since 1967, we've had a big 20-by-40 pool. It's in the ground. My children grew up with it. It's the best thing invented. But anyway, why I'm calling you is I live in Ellsworth, and there's a charging station in the middle of Ellsworth, and the only reason we have it is because the city council, they voted it in. Two people did. You know why? Because they have electric cars.
Oh, isn't that nice?
They drive every day. Mr. Blanchett and his little wife, they drive down from the
house. Let's not get into names and everything, but that's
everybody knows who it is. They drive home, and that's the only reason. They're the only three people that use it.
Thanks very much for the call, Susie Q. I can't say I don't know the situation up there, but in my town, they've put in one electric charging station. Even the electric charging station they put up where I live, it looks malnourished, much like the people that use it. Actually, I haven't seen anybody use it yet. It went in about 3 weeks ago. I haven't seen one person use it. 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. We've got Grace's news coming up, and we'll take more of your calls after that and get into a lot more stuff, including this treacherous press conference, this availability Biden had with a few pro-abortion governors. You won't believe it. I'm Taylor Cormier. This is the Howie Car Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Car Show. 844-500-4242 is the number to join us later on in the show. We'll be taking your calls, going over a lot of these sound cuts that's pretty fresh today from Biden and his governor's assembly that he had at the fake White House today, the White House set, because that's, as we know, the only place where they can bring in a teleprompter, because he needs a teleprompter. Let's just play one cut here. And this is important, because we saw last week, could have been 2 weeks ago, the picture of Joe Biden holding his note card at the G7 summit, and it said, "You take your seat. You introduce yourself. You make comments. You eat your pudding. You get up and leave after and only after you've finished all your pudding." Stuff like that. So he didn't have one of those sheets apparently today. And it just really exemplifies that this guy does need one of these sheets. This is Biden cut 2.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks. Leave it to you. I open it up.
You open
okay.
It up.
I open it
up.
You open it up. He started out even before that, and he said, "Hey, everybody, thanks for being here. Thanks for doing this. Okay. Can they hear us? Can they hear me?" Might as well play that one too. Cut 1.
Can you see us? Can they hear us?
Yes.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, everyone. All right, what do we do? It's weird. So he needs those note cards, Grace.
He also was saying things like, "I know you guys are just as busy as I am," and I don't know. It just gives off.
I'm not sure I believe that.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing for this many hours of the day. We see him for maybe.
It's all about round the clock sex.
That is so disgusting. Jared. We only see him for such a short amount of time. He has so much time to kill. I mean, what is he doing when he's behind the scenes?
Naps take a good hour.
Naps can kill a day. Don't get me wrong.
And I imagine he takes at least 2 to be able to get up and walk, kind of. Talk, kind of. Give speeches, kind of. Anyway, it is time now for Grace's news.
Yes, it is. I heard you talking about electric vehicles, and I think it's a good time to remind people that Justice Kagan is warning that part of East Coast could be swallowed by the ocean in her dissent in the EPA case.
See, this is why the pool is the best place. The pool is not going to swallow you. The beach, the ocean will. That's another W in the column for the
I like
pools.
A pool. I like a pool, but I don't think that a pool has the same benefits as the ocean.
Sure it does.
Salt water is...
Overrated.
No, it's not. I mean, salt water is a cure-all. If you're feeling hungover, if your skin's acting up, if you're feeling sick, a dunk in the salt water can change your life.
Whose first inclination, if they wake up with a hangover, is to go to the beach where you have the bright sun?
You ever take a dip in the water in Marshfield, in that cold ice water?
Oh,
you,
no, I have not.
You come alive, my friend. It's like a rebirth.
The bright sun blaring into your eyes, just worsening this migraine that you have.
No one has ever said to you, like, if you're not feeling good, oh, take a dunk in the water, take a dunk in the ocean. That was always in my family, like, the thing to do.
I think you grew up a little more privileged than I did.
I'm too, what, to go to the ocean?
Yeah, I didn't live that close. I mean,
I
lived in a seaside
community. Are you trying to throw the white privilege around? Oh, so this is your way of winning the pool argument. Oh, this is amazing. This is his way of winning the pool argument, is by saying you're showing your privilege by being an ocean person, because I prefer Mother Nature to a pool.
See, my version of Mother Nature had these things called polychlorinated biphenyls in the water. That was pollution from all the
Can
mills.
Can we get the smallest violin, please?
In the
1940s, can we get the violin?
That they're still cleaning up.
Poor black
pool boy needs a violin.
They're still testing the water for sewage.
Team no, Ocean. Team Ocean all day long.
I wouldn't want to go in the water.
I didn't know you had such a sad tale to tell. That changes everything. All right. Well, Kagan wrote that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, and she's categorizing them as such per the description. She said regulating fossil fuels constituted one of the most significant of the entities the EPA regulates. Obviously, the rest of the Supreme Court justices, I think it was a 6-3 decision, disagreed with her. But they basically just want it to go through Congress for EPA to have this kind of authority over companies.
As it should. I mean, if you're an arm of the government, yeah, every single one of your powers should be vetted and gone through a judicial process in order to mete out the limits and the reach that it can have. That's just common sense.
And we've also seen what happens when these government organizations decide that they're going to kind of, I would say that's overreach, is the EPA deciding what companies can do. And I would say another example is the CDC, when they were deciding
WHO.
Who has to pay rent? How does that fall under the rules of the CDC?
Right.
That also should have to go through Congress.
All kinds of stuff. And the WHO still, they would love to see even more power granted to them by themselves in the event of another pandemic. So, yeah, that's just another example.
Another story for you, Taylor. 68 reporters. I've never really been a fan of the open letter, but lately these open letters are...
Open letters are dumb.
But I'm kind of on the side of this open letter. They sent a letter to Karine Jean-Pierre slamming the White House over limited access. So they were having this argument.
What's the difference between an open letter and a leaked letter?
Well, an open letter, you're leaking it on purpose. You're putting it online. I think that's where they put it. I'd be curious if they send them in person. They must. But an open letter, you link it on your website. Like Exxon sent an open letter to Joe Biden and anyone can access it.
Okay.
But in this case, we had seen this a few weeks ago where a reporter, and I think it was Stephen Nelson, but I could be wrong, from the New York Post, was asking Karine Jean-Pierre about the process of like who gets to go to what press briefings and how they decide. And I think he used
As far as the reporters are concerned or people in the White House staff?
As far as the reporters are concerned. Okay. And I think he actually used the term being blacklisted because some reporters felt like they were getting unfairly excluded from things. So nearly two-thirds of the White House briefing room seats represented in letter arguing that the administration's continued efforts to limit access to Joe Biden cannot be defended, including, this might surprise people, Brian Karam from formerly of Playboy, now he works for Salon, Stephen Portnoy, I think Caitlin Collins also signed this letter, Jackie Heinrich. So a lot of different reporters from different outlets are getting on board. It's just another example of how this administration...
They're probably not all friends of the Democrat Party.
No, I think that... I think they're kind of banding together, though, because it's getting so ridiculous, these press briefings where... Karine Jean-Pierre is speaking sometimes for only like 10 minutes and she's taking questions from a handful of people. And I think even the reporters who are Democrats with press passes know that it can't go on for this much longer.
No. And even the Democrats, the establishment Democrats, people like David Axelrod and even news outlets like, you know, quote unquote news outlets like CNN, they're not really caring all that much. I shouldn't say all that much, but they're not carrying as much water as they used to for Joe Biden, as much as they did during the campaign.
Yeah, the enthusiasm is not there anymore. No. Even when he cracks those jokes at the beginning of his speeches, they used to give him a lot of like encouraging laughter.
Well, we've heard them all. He breaks them out at every single appearance he has.
He doesn't mix them up at all.
No.
It's the same thing.
It's the same set list every time.
And they're becoming like not jokes. They're just observations. Oh, sit down. If I would have thought it was someone else walking out here.
No,
funny?
He didn't even say I would have thought. He said I thought somebody else walked in the room, which seems like something a doddering old fool would say.
Yes. No, I agree. And lastly here, Washington Post reporter, back to energy and climate change. A Washington Post reporter is lamenting that the energy crisis and high gas prices aren't spurring a green revolution. We were told that all of these green initiatives, that people were going to have to make better choices because of the price of gas. But unfortunately, that's not really happening.
Well, here's the thing. And I'll let this Washington... Who is this Washington Post reporter?
Evan Halper. He's a business reporter for the Washington Post.
Evan.
Halper is probably how to say it.
Evan. Don't you know by now that gas is just behind just about everything that we do, including extracting the minerals and all of the resources that are needed for your green energy revolution, and that inflation hits those items too?
You know what you sound
like? And
people
can't afford to switch over from fossil fuels to sunshine.
Do you know what you sound like?
What do I sound like?
You sound like someone who's struggling to meet the moment.
Oh, Is that a phrase that he's used?
He argued that America is struggling to meet the moment regarding a transition to green energy in the midst of rising gas prices. He called on U.S. policymakers to do more to prop up the so-called green economy.
Where did I sign up? Where did I sign my undying pledge to Mother Earth?
You definitely didn't sign
that. What's the cult name for Earth? Mother Earth, Mother Nature?
Gaia.
Yeah, that's it. I did not swear any allegiance to Gaia.
Yeah, you're not going to be one of those people who's switching up their steak for crickets.
No. I remember somebody gave me a cricket inside, a lollipop with a cricket inside. And it was supposed to be some delicacy. I said, I'll take this lollipop.
No.
And I will lick it until I reach the cricket.
But that's fair. You know what? That's actually very not wasteful of you.
Right.
Bravo.
See? That's about as far as I'll go.
That earns you 5 Howie Carbon credits.
The green energy revolution that we're supposed to be having.
You are such a giver.
Listen, I don't ask for any medals, parades.
You didn't come here to get awards.
No. I just carry on. And this instance was years ago. This was even before adolescence, Grace.
You are on par.
And this is the first time I'm sharing it publicly.
You are on par with Joe Biden for the strangest humble brags going.
Lick it till you get to the cricket.
Lick it to the cricket. I like that. All right, that's it for me, Taylor. I will be back at 5:30 for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Thank you so much, Grace. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. I'll let you in on a little secret. Today's probably the last day with the Howie Carr Show. You can get the 3-Pack for a little while, so take advantage of it if you haven't done so already. We get asked all the time, does it really work? And the answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value. And the top three uses for the air purifier are, number one, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, musty basement smells. I've got one running in my basement all the time. You'd never know that the cat box is down there. You'd never know that you'd never know it was a basement. If you were blindfolded and transported down there, you would not guess that it's a basement. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. And wow, the pollen is still kind of crazy out there. Still a part of that season where a lot of allergens in the air. Number three, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. If you're a value shopper like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, or Dr. Matt, this offer is for you. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space, as you can see. Very easily maneuverable. It's small enough to hold in your hand. There are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
Just piggybacking on that story that Grace was reading about this Washington Post reporter saying that the Green Revolution isn't being spurred. Let's have a little bit of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Cut three, Jared.
Yeah, for sure. They're advertising all over for jobs, and it's all kinds of jobs for all kinds of people. So it could be whether you're a lineman working on adding transmission, whether you're building the batteries for electric vehicles, whether you're assembling those vehicles, whether you're putting up solar panels on people's houses, whether you're building those solar panels, whether you're putting up wind turbines. There are jobs all over the place. And California created the most amount of clean energy jobs in 2021. This was the report that we had. And you've got almost 400,000 Californians who are working in zero carbon technologies. In fact, the energy sector last year grew faster than the overall economy, grew by about 4%. The jobs in the and the rest of the economy grew by about 2.8%.
Does she ever shut up? Jeez.
She sounds like in the beginning of that, she's going to go into a Howard Dean style, yoo, green energy.
I thought she was going to go into the Glenn Campbell song, Wichita Lineman. If she said, if you're a lineman for the county or something like that.
You're still on the line.
Yeah. Oh, great song. Jimmy Webb. What a great writer. But yeah, that's again, that's today's version. That's the 2022 version of Learn to Code, is find a green energy job. If you're a gas station attendant, just learn how to install transmission lines. They're not that difficult. You're used to handling a pump. You can hold up a wire. It's fine. No problem at all. And the trouble with these jobs, okay, they take a lot of infrastructure, and that maybe will spur the economy just a little bit. Apparently it doesn't, though, because the appetite isn't there for people to switch over to spur that economy in that direction. But then those jobs go away. They're meted down just to a small few for maintenance. And even the maintenance guys, I don't think, do their job. Howie talks about it all the time. You see these windmills out there, they're not doing anything. They're falling apart, and they don't spin anymore. They don't create any more energy. They're just languishing. They haven't produced any electricity in months, if not years, and nobody's touching them because it's too expensive. People don't have the expertise to do so. And the promise is just so empty of those jobs. Again, going back to my hometown, New Bedford, years and years and years, we were talking about a wind farm off of the coast of New Bedford, off of, near Martha's Vineyard Sound. As long as I can remember, it still hasn't happened. It still hasn't happened because it's not only the technology that is languishing, it's the hurdles that the technology has to go through in a legislative process, going up against the EPA. And, there's a very rare four-tentacled jellyfish in that area that we can't disturb their habitat. So we've got to... we can't locate it there. I'm sorry. That's your green energy revolution is just going to have to wait. And Gina McCarthy is just as bad. Do we have time for this one? Cut four.
We have opportunities now to transfer to clean energy in a way that grows thousands of jobs. Mm-hmm. We just had a recent report that was put out that's showing all of the energy and the employment stats from last year. Clean energy is winning. Fossil fuels losing jobs. We are gaining them every step of the way.
Yeah, if you walk up to somebody's job and say, you're fired because we're shutting this whole thing down, that's losing. It's not just because people are switching over. They're not. It's because this administration is going to any length that they can to kill these jobs, to kill pipelines, to kill any leases on oil fields, to make it... There's so much red tape that it's completely infeasible to do any drilling whatsoever. That's where the job loss is, because of your boss. We'll be back. This is the Howie Carr Show.